This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, going to play some great bluegrass music throughout the program. A lot of gospel music on today's show because we're just coming up to Easter weekend and I thought it was a great time to play some gospel music. But we're going to start off with Kathy Kallick and Laurie Lewis doing a Munro song from their True Life Blues, a song of Bill Munro album, and it's one called Used to Be. Here's Kathy and Laurie right now. To you. Some classic Bill Monroe. I'm not sure if he ever imagined it would sound like that with two women singing it, but I think they'd make a great fist of it. I think that's what you're supposed to say, isn't it? Fist of it? Yeah. Okay, let's hear from Nothing Fancy. Now, great band. Mike Anders on mandolin, James Cox on bass, Jacob Fleck on banjo and a bit of pedal steel guitar. I know a banjo player who plays a bit of pedal steel guitar. That's me. Jacob Luzon on guitar and Chris Sexton on fiddle. And they do a fine job with some songs, and they got an interesting one here called The Little Island Love, and I'll leave it to you to decide whether it's love on a little island or if it's a little bit of island love. What do you think? I don't really need you to tell me. Here we go again. Nothing Fancy, A Little Island Love.
In my dreams, I still see the rising sun of Roanoke Island dawn. But when I wake to find that the shores are far behind, I almost feel as if I can't go on. So say a prayer for me, love, and hold it closer to your heart as long as we're apart. One day I'll find a way back to my
decided whether it was love on a little island or a little bit of island love there. That was Nothing Fancy, and we might hear from them a little bit later in the program. Meanwhile, we're going to have an instrumental from Mike Scott and his friends. The album's called Blue Moon of Kentucky, and it's an instrumental tribute to Bill Monroe, and he's got some great players on it. Mike Scott plays banjo. Adam Steffi plays mandolin on some tracks, although Mike Compton is playing mandolin on this track that I've selected. Brian Sutton playing guitar, Aubrey Haney playing fiddle, Tim Stafford plays a bit of guitar, Ben Isaac plays bass. Ah, there's a great lineup there. And here they're taking the music out of the song, Crying Holy Unto the Lord. It's an instrumental version. It sounds like this. Thank you. of fine banjo picking from Mike Scott there, crying holy unto the Lord. And if you're like me, you're sort of singing along, crying holy unto the Lord, with it. They all did a great job. It's a fine album. It's got some excellent picking on it, and they really capture the feel of the songs, which is good news. Well, I said we're going to have some gospel songs as we're coming up to Easter, and there is a classic gospel Easter song, and of course from the Stanley Brothers, one of my favourite groups of all time, and that is the song Cry from the Cross. This comes from their, not their first album, from the album Country Picking and Singing, I think it is, and let me get that right, number 10, yes, A Cry from the Cross, Country Picking and Singing. This album came out in 1958, and Stanley Brothers were having a hard time musically. They didn't make much money. They worked very hard playing small gigs and things like that, everything to keep a band going, but they turned out some wonderful music, and I still think Carter Stanley is one of the best of the bluegrass lead vocalists. But this is a classic song, and I'd like you to share it with me. Stanley Brothers, Cry from the Cross.
One morning in Jerusalem, about the break of dawn, the great trial was in session. They tried to press him hard. They scorned him and they mocked him. They made him carry the cross. On top of Calvary Mountain, they crucified my Lord.
For the crime,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgive him, blessed Father, he died upon the cross.
For the crime,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying. Save the world from love. St. Peter, he denied him at that awful trial at night. He said he never knew. Was an awful sight. He looked upon St. Peter with eyes of perfect love. St. Peter's heart was broken. He prayed to God above.
For the crime,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgive him, blessed Father, he died upon the cross.
For the crime,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying. God wrapped him pouring down.
For the crime,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgive him, blessed Father, he died upon the cross.
For the crime,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from lost.
Oh, that's the Stanley Brothers, and I think they did some of their best bluegrass music when they were having hard times. Maybe their hearts were so much in the music, and that becomes evident in the way that they performed each song, put everything into it. 1958, that was just 6 years before Carter Stanley died. Far too early, and changed the world of bluegrass music, really. Love the Stanley Brothers. You've gathered that, haven't you? You're listening to Paul Trenwith here at Back Porch Bluegrass, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've been playing bluegrass music since the 1960s and listening to it and enjoying it and following it, really, and I love the music, and I take this opportunity to share it with you because everything I play on the show comes from my shelves of CDs and LPs, and I've listened to them a lot, and I think there's stuff on there, and I feel as though it's just like having you in the living room, and I'm saying, hey, you'd enjoy these guys. I really liked them in the early days. What do you think? And that's pretty much how the radio show goes. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and that's a great big store in Anglesey Street, Hamilton. And if you're ever in Hamilton or passing through Hamilton, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful people, all musicians working in the shop, and you can buy anything from a replacement flat pick for your guitaring or mandolin playing or a New Martin guitar. And in fact, they might even give you the pick if you buy a New Martin guitar. All sorts of instruments, all sorts of helpful advice from the folk at Shearer's. And I am very pleased that they are sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. I bought my first banjo, a European Framus five-string banjo. I remember walking into the shop and they said, your banjo's here. And they opened up the case and we looked at it. It was the first five-string banjo I'd seen. And I was very taken by it, as you can imagine. All good fun. That was from Shearer's in the very early days. Oh, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear Doyle Lawson from one of my LPs. The LP is called I Heard the Angels Singing. And I'm going to play the song, I Heard the Angels Singing. Doyle Lawson was known for his great four-part harmony music, and when he had the band with Russell Moore on vocals and guitar and Ray Deaton on bass with the bassiest voice you ever heard, and Jim Mills on banjo doing the baritone part, one of the hardest parts of all time, and Doyle sang lead usually, and I loved the way they did these four-part songs, and I Heard the Angels Singing is a classic, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. This is coming from a LP issued in 1989. It was one of my favorites for a long time.
Well, run, Mary, run.
Jesus
suffered and died. Run, Mary, run, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Oh, my Lord told me what to do.
I heard the angels singing.
Said if you'll take one step, well, I'll take two.
I heard the angels singing.
Yes, my God spoke and he spoke to me.
I heard the angels singing.
Said if you'll take two steps, well, I'll take three.
I heard the angels singing.
Singing, run, Mary, run.
Jesus
suffered and died. Run, Mary, run, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, my God spoke and his voice did roll.
I heard the angels singing.
Said if you'll take three steps, well, I'll take four.
I heard the angels singing.
Said if you want to get to heaven on high.
I heard the angels singing.
Said you take four steps and I'll take five.
I heard the angels singing.
Singing, run, Mary, run.
Jesus
suffered and died. Run, Mary, run, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, I won't die no more. Well, I
won't die no more. I won't die no more, Lord. I heard the angels singing.
Well, what do you think of Ray Deaton's low voice? Right through the song. That's typical Doyle Lawson, and I've seen him do it live, and the band just lines up there and they all do their parts, and it's always immaculate. Absolutely amazing, and very pleased that I got to see Doyle Lawson with various groups, actually, and he always managed to have great bass singers and great tenor singers, as well as his own lead work. Well, we're getting back into the early days of my listening to bluegrass music, and about the second LP that we got was Flat and Scruggs live at Vanderbilt University. And you have to bear in mind that all we'd ever heard was Flat and Scruggs live at Carnegie Hall and the Dillards live almost, and they couldn't have been further apart in many ways. And then we got Flat and Scruggs live at Vanderbilt University. A lot of people say it wasn't Flat and Scruggs at their best. They did a lot of songs of a very similar nature, but there's some great songs on there, and I just enjoyed hearing them sing and their relationship with the audience. And we're going to hear a track from, we're going to hear two tracks from Flat and Scruggs recorded live at Vanderbilt University, 1963, I think it was. Lester Flatt, of course, on guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Paul Warren on fiddle, Jake Tulloch on bass, Billy Powers on the second guitar, and Buck Graves on the dobro. And these are great players, and some excellent music there. We're going to hear You Are My Flower first, which is Earl Scruggs playing guitar. Very nice. He just used to lift the guitar up and play it into the vocal mic, and it sounded excellent. And then No Hiding Place Down Here. These two songs were just great for us, and I hope you're going to enjoy them as much as I used to.
Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary wears a golden chain on every link. There's Jesus' name. There's no hiding place down here. And I hide my face. The rocks cried out, no hiding place.
There's no hiding place down here.
I pitch my tent on the old campground. I pitch my tent on the old campground. I pitch my tent on the old campground. I'll give old Satan one more round. There's no hiding place down here.
There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and I hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place.
There's no hiding place down here.
Oh, the devil, he wears a hypocrite shoe. The devil, he wears a hypocrite shoe. The devil wears a hypocrite shoe. And if you don't watch, he'll slip it on you. There's no hiding place down here.
There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and I hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place.
There's no hiding place.
They were a very tight unit, weren't they? And they had every lick laid down. They were doing the TV show at the same time as that. And I've got most of the TV shows that have been issued. And they're just great to watch, very relaxed, and just managed to do the music right. They influenced thousands and thousands and thousands of young bluegrassers all over the world. Absolutely amazing. And I hope you enjoyed those two pieces of Flatten Scruggs. And the history of bluegrass music is right there in those songs. Another album that I really used to enjoy listening to was one Merle Haggard put out. And he was a Jimmy Rogers fan, and he put out a double LP set called Same Train, Different Time. And he did a great job of some of these old Jimmy Rogers songs. He was obviously a real fan of Jimmy Rogers, and he stayed pretty true to the music, yet it still sounded like Merle Haggard, and he had fine musicians playing on it. And here he is doing a tune called Hobo Bill's Last Ride. Merle Haggard.
Train speeding through the night. A hobo Bill, the railroad bum, was fighting for his life. And the sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. No warm lights flickered around him, no blankets there to hold. Nothing but the howling wind, the driving rain so cold. When I heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Hey ho, ho, bo, ho, big. Oh. boxcar door. But the little farm of Hobo Bill lay dead upon the floor. While the train sped through the darkness with the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. Hey-ho, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, he did those songs right. He managed to get the plaintiveness in his voice that Jimmy Rogers got. And it was almost like an ordinariness in some ways, but it drew you into the song. And I think Merle Haggard captured that very well. That double LP set is a bit of a treasure. And although I've got some of them on CD these days, makes it a little bit easier, I still treasure that set of music. He did a double LP set of Bob Wills' music as well, paying tribute to the people that really influenced his music. Has done some fine things in music, has Merle Haggard. Big hello to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. You might be in Radio Hawke's Bay or Wellington area listening to the Access Radio, Otago Access Radio around Dunedin, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, or Plains FM in Christchurch, and of course Raglan Community Radio just out on the west coast out from Hamilton. Hi Jeff, lots of people listen on live radio as well in Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand. Thanks very much. We did a concert with my boys just last weekend, and people came up to me and said, oh, I listened to your radio show and really enjoy it, and I've enjoyed the concert too. So that was a delight to talk to those people as well. We do a swap system with the Canadian Access Radio programs, and there's a lot of people listening on Canadian Access Radio, maybe at Prince George in British Columbia, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe, London, Ontario. Did I say that? No. And then in the USA, we got Bluegrass Planet Radio and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Big hi to all you people listening there. I hope you're enjoying the rather odd mix of bluegrassy type music that I'm playing for you on Back Porch Bluegrass. But I appreciate you tuning in, I really do. Going to hear from another LP of mine, Sunday Morning Singing, and it's the Bluegrass Cardinals. Make sure I got the names right. David Palmley doing lead and rhythm guitar and the vocals. Don Palmley is Dad doing the banjo and vocals. Tim Smith on fiddles. Ernie Sykes on bass and vocals. Norman Wright on mandolin and vocals. Excellent singing, some of my favourite songs on this album. We're going to hear one called Crossing of Jordan from the Bluegrass Cardinals, and it sounds like this.
What will you do at the crossing of Jordan? When the time draweth nigh and the water rolls high, there'll be no one to guide you over the way. What will you do on the great judgment day? Will the Savior be the bank just over with his arms open wide to take you in? Will the great book of life be open before you at the river of Jordan? Oh, what will you do?
hearts be relieved. When burdens are lifted, will tears be dried and replaced with a smile? Will pain come no more to those who have suffered at the river of Jordan? We'll rest for a while. What will you do at the crossing of Jordan when the time draweth nigh and the water rolls high? There'll be no one to guide you over the way. What will you do on the great judgment day?
Oh, they're very good group. David Palmley's lead vocals, just excellent, lovely, rich voice there, and some fine gospel singing there. Here's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from 1973, led by the fiddle of Colleen Trendworth, mandolin, Graham Lovejoy, myself playing banjo, Alan Rhodes on guitar, and Miles Ray on bass. Here's the classic Gold Rush. Remember making that album, we recorded a whole bunch of tunes in just about two sessions, and we'd sort of retired slightly then, would come back to New Zealand, and just needed to make an LP of all bits and pieces that we never really got round to recording, and that was one of them. We always liked the tune Gold Rush. It's always good fun to play. That was the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Here's Nothing Fancy again with the song Just an Old Farmer.
He's nothing more than just an old farmer. Hard work is all that he has ever known. He's just a simple man, working a piece of land, living by the seeds that he has sown. When the sun comes up, there's coffee in his cup. From the front porch, he greets a brand new day.
He stretches out his arms, looks out across the farm, and in a soft voice you can hear the old man say, thank you, my friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. Tell you he's not in it for the money. He'll say that he's as rich as he can be. Well, this land of ours is filled with milk and honey. Just buy a cow and a couple of hives of bees. He'll proudly say, I've never longed for nothing. This old farm has given all that I need. Well, it's been a real good home, and I've never felt alone, because my old friend is watching over me. Thank you, my friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. That you give, forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. And for the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise.
Oh, they're good band. They do some excellent songs, and they've got a very together sound. Nothing fancy, just great. Let's hear from the Stanley Brothers again. This is from an album, For the Good People, and it's From the Manger to the Cross. This was recorded in 1960, and once again, classic Stanley Brothers sound.
It's a message sad but true. The life our Savior lived on earth is told. Found upon the pages of the Master's Book of Truth. Every word so precious to my soul.
From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary, the road that Jesus walked for you and me all alone. By the world forsaken, still he shed blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary.
Treasures did he own, he sought no wealth or fame. Weary was the path he had to trod. Here he suffered many things, for this world knew him not. He died upon the cross, the Son of God.
From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary, the road that Jesus walked for you and me all alone. By the world forsaken,
still he shed his blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary.
Oh, they do some good gospel music, don't they? I mean, that was George Shuffler playing guitar. When they were recording for King Records, the boss of King Records always liked the sound of the lead guitar that they played. He said it differentiated them from the other bluegrass groups, and that was quite correct. And George Shuffler was with them for a long time playing guitar, and sometimes he played bass, but he really put that guitar sound in there, and Ralph stuck with that guitar lead right through his career. Absolutely amazing, the simple decisions. Here's Seldom Seen from an album, Cool Blue and Lonesome, which is a collection of bluegrass songs. This is a later version of the Seldom Seen. Ben Eldridge on banjo, Dudley Connell on guitar, Lou Reed on mandolin, Ronnie Simpkins on bass, Fred Travers on dobro. They all sing at different times, and here they are doing I'm Blue, I'm Lonesome. It's sort of Hank Williams and Bill Monroe's song combined. They're both credited with writing it. Let's hear how it sounds. Too. That was a Seldom Seen. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the rather eclectic mix of bluegrass that I've had, a bit of classics from the Flat and Scruggs Band and from the Stanley Brothers and people like Nothing Fancy and Kathy Kellick and Lauren Lewis get a voice in there. Some gospel music from the Cardinals and Dawn Lawson. All sorts of things in here, but we'll take it out with some fine driving picking from Jeff Autry, Wayne Wayne Benson, Aubrey Haney, Rob Ikes, Randy Calls, Mark Schatz, Ricky Simpkins, and Scott Vestal, who put it all together but played banjo on the recording anyway. And it's a tune called The Louisville Breakdown. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Do it again next week, same time, same place. Bye.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.